The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It's 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday and it's Mother's Day. Hope you remembered. Be sure you got Mom a card, a gift, something to thank her for all that she does each and every day for you. And I'm actually sending that message to my kids. Hope you're up and I hope you remembered, kids, because I think I forgot to tell you. So that's my fault. But hey, you know, she's your mom. So happy Mother's Day to Laura, my wife, and a fabulous mother of our five fabulous children. And we got lots to celebrate. We're actually going to be moving next week, so moving into our new house. And Laura has done yeoman's preparation work of packing our current house so that we can move it to the new one. So happy Mother's Day to you, Laura. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'd wish my mom a happy Mother's Day. I hope she can hear me somewhere in the sky. We lost Mom about 5 years ago to multiple sclerosis, but I'm sure she shines down on us every single day, and I think of her often. And to all of those of you who have moms, grandmothers, stepmoms, whatever it might be that are in your thoughts, in your hearts, or even that you're going to visit today, be sure to wish them something. Give them an extra hug. Give them an extra kiss and say thank you. It is Mother's Day, and where would we be without our mother? Think about that. We would not be without our mother. So that's something pretty significant, I think. Anyways, we are here each and every Sunday providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts at 41 Cross Street, just above the fabulous Alto Forno restaurant, owned by the Mamola family. They own both Palana, Alto Forno, and Daniela's. If you haven't been to Alto, be sure to swing by and check out the ambience. Check out the bar. Check out the food. It's really fabulous. And just when you're there, look up and you'll see our office. Wave to us. Come by if we're open. Just swing by and say hello. We would love to see you. Lots of things to talk about today, but because it is Mother's Day, I thought it might be fun to start our first segment today on lessons moms have taught us that perhaps they told us and we didn't take their advice, but now we wish they did. Oh, we did. You know, moms have been providing us with advice from be sure to button up your coat and wear a t-shirt under that other shirt and put on a hat, wear your mittens, put on boots. Remember we used to put on boots first? We'd put our feet into a little plastic bag and then you would slide your feet into the boots. Remember we did that? Mom also didn't have a problem back when we were kids from us drinking out of the garden hose or letting us go run out and play without a cell phone. They would just yell at, you know, dinner time and you know, whether it was ringing a bell or just yelling at the top of their lungs for us. Moms were pretty cool and they still are pretty cool. They let us, moms, actually, maybe not moms of today, but moms when we were kids, let us ride around in the back seat of the station wagon without a seatbelt on, right? We actually could do that. So, I think the moms today, my wife who's a mom, they've all kind of, tightened up the reins a little bit. You know, moms before, we had a pretty good time getting away with a lot of stuff. And I think the moms are pretty cool too. Dads, now, on the other hand, dads that will be celebrating them in about 4 or 5 weeks or so, well, we got a lot of stuff to work on. I'm one of them, so. Actually, my kids think I'm the fun guy, so I will be. So that's what happens. Anyways, we've got a story that came out this past week. We put out a newsletter each and every Friday morning. It's called Planning Pointers. You can get it if you'd like. You go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We've been sending out, I think we're approaching 550 issues now, consecutive weeks of doing this. It's really remarkable after celebrating our 50th anniversary of doing financial planning. We started doing this newsletter about, I guess it was a little more than 10 years ago, and we've been sending it out every Friday. at 10:30 in the morning. You know it's going to show up in your inbox. If you'd like to get it, it is free. It just has financial advice in a language you can understand. That's all it is. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the website. There's a little section there that says sign up for the newsletter. All you got to do is put in your email address, your name, and if you want to send me a little message, that's fine too. A lot of people do send me little messages, things they love about the radio show, things they wish I would do differently on the radio show. Or they just say, you know, hey, I've been listening. It's time for me to schedule a free initial consultation. We do that, and we schedule that for you. So anything you want to put in there, if you want to sign up for the newsletter, that is great. But here's a story that came out of a website that's called Money Talk News. It says 10 influential money lessons that I got from mom. As Mother's Day nears, we consider some of the wise ways our moms taught us to save and to spend money. So here's advice, piece of number one. Now, none of this, I will tell you, requires a rocket science degree. This is not complicated stuff. This truly is financial advice in a language you can understand, because when mom talks to you, she's got to talk to you so that you can understand what she's saying. So advice, piece of advice number one from mom is spend less than you make. Ooh. Spend less than you make. When I hear things like that, I think of Joe Morgan, who used to do the radio broadcast for Major League Baseball, and he says the key to today's game is the Red Sox have to score more runs than the other team. Wow, that's insightful. Now, I'm not saying that mom, I'm not ragging on mom here. I mean, I think this is perfect advice. It's plain and simple. Spend less than you make. And you might think, well, that's kind of ridiculous advice, but today, the average person in America has $8,000 in credit card debt. Average household, $16,000 in credit card debt. Is that spending less than you make? No. Spending less than you make says, I know what's coming into my household. I will cover my expenses and perhaps even have money left over at the end. But needing to use a credit card and only making minimum payments on the credit card is not spending less than you make. Take that advice for what it's worth. It's certainly some good stuff. Number two, pieces of advice from mom on this Mother's Day, simple pieces of advice: borrow only as a last resort. Now, I don't know if I necessarily 100% agree with that short statement. There is what's called smart debt and bad debt. Smart debt is, look, no one's paying $400,000, $500,000, $700,000 with cash for a house. If you need to buy a piece of property as an investment that you will be living in fact, and I shouldn't even use the word investment, because a house to me is not an investment. It is shelter. That's what you're buying. You may say, well, I bought the house for $200,000 and I'm selling it for $500,000. Did you make a profit if you've been in the house for 10 years? Perhaps, but who knows how much money you put into that house? Perhaps there were repairs. Perhaps you painted the walls. Perhaps you put in an addition. You changed the driveway. You retarred the driveway. Redid the roof. Changed out the boiler. All sorts of little things. You threw lots of parties at the house for kids because your house was large enough to accommodate that. All that stuff adds up as cost of doing business within the house. So did you really make the profit that you said you made? Nonetheless, borrowing money for a home makes sense. When interest rates are as low as they are, and they are starting to ratchet up, by the way. I mean, most homeowners right now, if you're looking to buy a house and get a mortgage, you're looking at 4.25%, 4.5% if you have really good, a good credit score. So it's not 2.75 or 3.25 anymore. It is moving up, and perhaps by end of this year or into next, you could see some mortgages in the fives. So if you were thinking about buying a house, getting a mortgage, the clock is ticking, folks. The window is closing. But the advice that we were looking at today was, you know, advice coming from moms. And one of the pieces of advice that came from this Money Talk News website was only borrow at a last resort. And I would say that is true, except when it comes to a house. I think something that you're going to live in for a while, something that you're going to use for a while is important. But borrowing as a last resort, to be able to buy a car, to be able to buy furniture, to be able to do things that you're only going to hold on to for a short period of time, I question, I worry about that stuff. See, one of the things that I see a lot of people do is they'll go ahead and finance a car. And they'll say, okay, I'm going to finance it, and I got a rate of 5% or whatever on financing my car. And then all of a sudden, someone comes by and they say, well, you know, you could refinance your home, lower the rate on your car payment, lower the rate on your Macy's payment, lower the rate on your Jordan's furniture payment, and all these other credit cards that you have out there, and you consolidate it into a lower payment through a mortgage that's a lot less, and the interest rate's less, and the payment's less, and you say, wow, what a great deal. But what ends up happening is you're paying off this item for a much longer period of time. Generally, when you borrow money to buy a car, you're borrowing money for 3, 4, 5 years. But if you take that loan and then say, I'm going to take that loan and consolidate it and refinance it into my home, are you willing to pay 15 to 30 years for your car? How long do you think you'll own your car for 15 or 30 years? That's the problem. Many people who have refinanced and refinanced and refinanced again are paying interest on items they no longer even own. And I see that happening a lot. We have grown into a spend-to-impress economy. It's no longer sneakers, it's Nikes. It's no longer a shirt, it's a polo or a Ralph Lauren or whatever it is. It's no longer a purse, it's a Coach or a Louis Vuitton. It's no longer a shoe, it's a Jimmy Choo. Whatever it could be, everything has a name to it. Back when we were kids, we had sweatshirts, jeans. Now, I will say the name of my jeans was called Tough Skins. And I think those came from Sears, and they came in as either Slim, Regular, or Husky. I think that's what they came as, and I think that was the only name thing I owned when I was a kid. The rest, I had socks. I had baseball shirts. That was the big thing. Remember the three-quarter shirts? We would call them baseball shirts. But there wasn't Nikes, and there wasn't all these other names. And we pay for that, folks. You pay for the name. One of the things that I remember a long time ago, I know people hate when I bring up Donald Trump, but remember when Donald Trump had The Apprentice, the TV show The Apprentice? And Donald Trump was selling Trump T-shirts, or they had to design a Trump-style T-shirt. That was part of the gimmick. And they were selling them for charity, and they're charging $35 for these shirts. And the cost for the shirts was $2. It was $2. Yeah, Tony just signaled me that I got 2 minutes, but he guessed that it was, that's right, the shirts were $2. And you think, and people would go out and buy these things. And I know some of it's going to charity, but not all of it was going to charity. And we pay a ridiculous amount of money just to say, I have, whatever it is, a Coach shirt, a Bombas shirt, or whatever the names are of these things. It's crazy. Today we're talking about lessons that Mom has taught us. Lessons that are very simple that come from Mom in celebration of Mother's Day. Lessons she's taught us that sometimes we turn a deaf ear to. And then soon we begin to realize Mom was right. Mom knew what she was talking about. Mom does a lot of great stuff for us. And it's more than just the hugs and kisses and the signs of encouragement that she gives us along the way. Mom has some great advice. And we're going to continue to share that with you when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-5000. 978-5318108. That's 978-531-8108. Or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial advice in a language you can understand for just a little bit more than 50 years. Actually, it's 50 years and, I guess, 30 days. Because we were turned 50 on the 10th of April. So I think it's around that. I don't even know what today's date is. The 10th, the 12th, something like that. But it's around there. You get the idea. Hope you're all doing well. It is another Sunday, Mother's Day. It comes each and every year, the second Sunday of May. It's always easy for me to remember when it happens because I know my birthday is on May 7th. I turned 52 this week. Mother's Day is always the Sunday after my birthday. That's how I can always know when Mother's Day is. So we are here celebrating Mom in the early segments of this show. I wanted to wish my wife, Laura, a very happy Mother's Day and remind the kids to get up and take care of your mother this morning because I'm here at the radio station. Make sure that you take very good care of her because she has worked very hard to take care of you for a lot of years. And I think, as I think about it, I'm trying to think of who came home last night. I think all of my kids are home this morning for Mother's Day. You know, some of them are finishing up at college. Some are coming home. Some go around. But I think I saw all of them home last night. So I think they'll be up in the morning. The problem is that I want them to go and take care of Laura. Laura's going to be up well before all of them. But, guys, just take care of her. I'm talking to my own kids, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no way in heck that they're listening to this radio show right now. They're sleeping. Nevertheless, we are here in studio trying to provide some financial advice in a language you can understand. And we're really making it simple today, talking about some lessons that Mom has given to all of us that sometimes we take and sometimes we wish we listened sooner. And it comes from a website called Money Talk News. It was a website that we found this past week. We used it in our newsletter, this story, which came out on Friday. If you'd like to get our weekly newsletter, it's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday morning at 10:30. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. At the bottom of every page, you have the opportunity to sign up for our newsletter. Put in your name, your email address, how you heard of us. And if you have some questions for us, if you have some thoughts you want to share, anything, drop it in there and we'd love to hear from you. So the first two pieces of advice, I'll go through them real quickly, was number one, spend less than you make. How simple is that? That's rather obvious. If you have money, we used to refer to it at Babson where I went to school, is happiness is positive cash flow. That means happiness happens when there's more money that's coming in than is going out. That was the expression. We actually all had T-shirts at Babson when I was a kid that said, happiness is positive cash flow. Number two, borrow only at a last resort. That was a piece of advice number two. I would say borrow when you need to for smart debt. Borrow on smart debt. Don't borrow on bad debt. Don't start using your credit cards and building up credit card debt. Don't get sucked into all of the department store credit cards and not pay them off unless you're going to pay them off in full. You should not be carrying debt on your credit card. You should not at all, ever, ever. And if you think you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Just pass. Think about how much happy you will be when you don't put that debt on. Because I will tell you this. My wife, Laura, and I know it's Mother's Day, but I'll tell you a funny story about Laura. So we're in the process of moving. We're moving actually this week. And so Laura's been packing up stuff in the closet. Now, granted, we are very good about paying off our credit cards every month, but we do use our credit cards a lot. I can't tell you how many dresses, blouses, pairs of shoes that I've found in her closet that still have the tags on them. But we needed to buy them. Isn't this cute? Oh, this would be beautiful. I love this color. This is so fashionable. This would be wonderful to have. Great. So she buys it, but then it's just not the right time to wear it. Or, does this look good on me? Yeah, Mom. Yeah, Laura. It looks great. I mean, you can't win. You know that. All right. So here's some of the other pieces of advice that have come from Moms. Number three, save for a rainy day. Now, saving for a rainy day is nice, but when the rainy day comes, are you prepared to spend it? That's really the big question. I oftentimes talk to many folks that are approaching retirement, and that's what they've been doing all their life, is save, 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 invest, put money aside in my 401k, save for my future. Well, when you retire, your future becomes now. And so how do you use the rainy day money that you've accumulated all your life to support you through 30 years of rainy days? Now, I'm not going to say it's going to rain 30 years of rainy days in retirement, because it's up to you to make the rain stop. Because when you have your handle on what you have and understanding how your money can be used to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life, your rainy days now become beautifully cherished sunny days. And that's what you need to look for. It's unicorns and rainbows. That's, I guess, I mean, that, but that's really what you have to do. But you have to save for that rainy day. And there's a lot of people who say, well, I just can't do it. I don't spend that much money. I don't know what I spend. Well, folks, here's the reality. There is no right answer to the question, am I spending too much? Or am I making enough money? There is no one answer to it. The first answer goes back to number one that we talked about on this list. Make sure that you spend less than you make. So I don't care whether you make $40,000 a year or $400,000 a year. Are you spending less than you make? Now, those that are making $40,000 a year are thinking to themselves, if I was making $400,000 a year, you better believe I'd be saving money. And there are those that are making $400,000 a year that go, I don't feel like I spend any money, but it all seems to go away somewhere. And then you move up to the person that's making $600 or $800 or even $1 million. It's all different kinds of lifestyles, folks. You got to figure out what works best for you. Find that lifestyle that works. Make it happen, but make sure that you are saving with a thoughtful plan for that rainy day. And those rainy days really is retirement. I mean, rainy day is not about, well, we'll save up money for a vacation. Saving money for a rainy day is, that rainy day is retirement. Vacation is something that that you're saving short term for. Yeah, you can nudge some of that money over to the side. Now, I'll tell you this, by the way, a lot of people have turned a deaf ear to bank accounts and the money market accounts and CDs that are out there because they say they pay nothing. I'd encourage you to go back to your bank over the next several months and talk to the bank manager. Because many of the banks out there are offering much more competitive rates with interest rates moving up. I've heard that there's many money market accounts out there that are paying 1.5% to 2%. CDs paying upwards of 2% for a 1 or 2 year CD. I mean, check it out. Look around. Try to see what you can find. It's not 0.38% anymore. Because many people just put all of their money into a checking account because they figured, well, the money market rate was horrible. The CD rate was horrible. I'm just going to stick it all in my checking account so I have easy access to it. Folks, I'd encourage you to take a look at some of the other bank products that are out there right now. I don't sell them. I don't represent any bank whatsoever. Take a peek around, especially when you're trying to build up an emergency fund. Don't let your emergency fund be an investment account. Your emergency fund should be held at the bank. All right, let's take a look at number four. Four on the list here. Is number four, four most important pieces of advice from mom that you need to heed. Number four, graduate. Well, that was pretty interesting. Graduate. Whether it's graduate high school, certainly graduate high school, graduate college, graduate from a trade school, just graduate. Get your education, make the most of it, and get out there into the workforce and be relevant. You know, there's a lot of people. This is graduations that are coming up. I know my daughter Mindy is graduating next Saturday, actually, from Babson College, and she's moving into the city. The greatest news ever is when your daughter or son, whomever it might be, is graduating college. They're graduating not only with a job, but they're also graduating with an apartment, with friends. They are moving out, and I couldn't be happier for her. Sure, there are going to be times when I'm going to have to help her out. I know that. But she has the absolute confidence to get into the city, to start managing a budget, to start thinking about what life is going to be on her own. It's funny. She said to me, she took me out for my birthday this past week. And we go out for lunch, and she says, well, I'm going to pay for lunch. I said, you're not going to pay for lunch. The fact that you showed up here to take me out for lunch is present enough. And so we were talking about automobile insurance. And I got my automobile insurance bill because we have 5 cars registered in our house, soon to be 6 cars registered in our house when Noah gets back from his trip this summer. And Mindy says to me, does that mean next year I'm going to have to pay my automobile insurance? Because I've been paying her automobile insurance. I said, yeah. That's one of the other expenses that she wasn't thinking about. She says, well, how much is it? I said, well, what do you think automobile insurance is? She says, I know it's expensive. I said, well, what's expensive? What's expensive? And this is a real great question to ask of anybody, whether it's an adult or child. When someone says it's expensive, well, what does expensive mean? She says, I don't know, $7,000 or $8,000. I said, Mindy, that's expensive. Your automobile insurance is not $7,000 or $8,000. It was, I don't know, something like $1,800. It's still expensive. But she was worried that it was going to be $8,000 or $10,000 or $6,000 to $8,000 for automobile insurance, and it's not. So, you know, I think sometimes a lot of people get worried about what things are going to cost and not really understand what the real cost will be. They have this sense that they I don't know where they've heard it from or whatever, but they have this belief that things are going to cost a lot more or a lot less. It's nice to be surprised, isn't it, when something's a little bit less than what you imagine. All right, so in graduating is one of the very important things that you can do, whether it's graduating from high school, graduating from trade school, graduating from college, graduating from grad school, whatever it is. But whatever you put your mind to, whatever profession it is that you seek to land, whatever education that it is that you want, live it through. Finish it. There is tremendous pride that comes with being able to accomplish something that has taken you a while to do. Look, we get a lot of accomplishment when we do something that takes us 30 minutes to do, or 3 hours to do, or even a week to do. But when you've been working hard at something for 2 years, 4 years, 12 years, that is tremendous pride and tremendous belief in yourself. All right, let's see what else we can find here as the next piece of advice. From the website is called Money Talk News, which we shared in our newsletter this past week on what advice mom and dad are giving to us as we prepare for Mother's Day and as we prepare for the future. Here's another piece of advice. And this is a good one, and we're going to leave this with you as we head out until the next segment. Advice from mom is, when you've done a good job, when there's been a job well done or something that you are proud of, it's okay to splurge. It's okay to celebrate. It's okay to have fun. Sometimes we just keep it all to ourselves, and it's okay to celebrate with others. Splurge a little. You've earned something. When you've done a good job, when you've worked really hard and you've made some sacrifices, it's okay to splurge a little. And what splurge is to you might be splurging to somebody else. Might be a different splurge to somebody else. You might want to go out and celebrate at a really nice restaurant. Other people just may want to say, you know what? I'm going away tomorrow, and I'm just going to go fishing. I'm going to go with a bunch of guys and my friends. We're going to go fishing. I don't care what it is. Maybe it's going to get your nails done or get your hair done or going to a spa or going anywhere, going to the theater. Splurge a little. It's okay to splurge. I think so many of us have been told that I don't care how successful you've been, you still got to stick, you know, keep to the grind, and you got to keep plugging away and doing what you have to do. And you do. But there's times when you can just say, you know what? I'm going to splurge. I'm going to do something. And that's something that mom always wants you to celebrate too. All right. We're talking about advice that mom gives us here on Mother's Day. It comes from a website that is called Money Talk News. We shared it on our newsletter this past week called Planning Pointers, which comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. We send it to you electronically. If you want to get it, visit our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, 2 E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the website, put your name in there, sign up for our newsletter. Let us know how you heard about us. If you got a question for us, if you'd love to see, talk to us about setting up a free initial consultation in the office, please. We'd love to have you. But that's going to do it for us for this segment. We're going to be back to talk about more advice that mom has to share with us, advice in a language that you can understand. We'll be back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. I don't have one thing on my mind. One thing on my mind. I do it for, I do it.
it for the long. I don't have.
What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and expertise to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Let's make 2018 the year you get serious about your financial plan. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, just above the brand new Alto Forno restaurant at 41 Cross Street. We are right across from the North Shore Mall. Lots of things happen at the North Shore Mall. The Bancroft is now open. Tony C's is now open. A couple other restaurants are popping in over there as well. Lots of happenings. I went inside the mall. Man, lots of stuff going on. Stores are closed. It looks like McDonald's is moving to a different location over there. Food court's getting shifted around. Some stores are moving left and right. They're making some big shifts over there. And one of the things that I thought was really cool, I happened to go to Tony C's Monday night to watch the Celtics. It was game 4 against Philadelphia. It was my birthday, so we went over there to celebrate. And what's really kind of cool, no one really knew it was open yet, so it was not so busy in there, but it was nice. We had a great access to everything. But right across from Tony C's, right as you walk in, they've put up a stage. And it's called the Promenade Area. It's all lit up. And there's going to be benches and areas to hang out where lots of things could happen. You know, local groups can entertain there, whether it's acoustic groups that will be there, dance shows, I don't know, whatever they choose to do there. But it's going to be kind of the hub of this entertainment area, of which it's centered around Tony C's and then wings out to all of these other restaurants. Cafe Nero is going to pop in right next to where Tony C's is. There's there's two other restaurants that just announced. One is a Mexican restaurant. And one is something else. I hadn't heard of the name before, but they're going in there. Legals, of course, has updated their whole insides. You got a new restaurant over there at Not Your Average Joe's. Not Your Average Joe's, I think, is over there now. Like the Bancroft is open. A beautiful place inside the Bancroft, by the way. If you haven't been in there, they have lots of private rooms. I just like to talk about things that are going on here locally. I mean, look, we are a local radio station. You need to know what's happening here. Music theater is gearing up to open up first week of June. First musical is going to be MAME. I happen to have an affinity to the show MAME. That's because that was the first theatrical musical I ever did. At 9 years old, I played young Patrick in the musical MAME for the Linfield Spotlighters back in 1977. And that's where I got my entertainment start, I guess. A guy by the name, maybe you know this name or not, if you're local, his name is David Pocat. David was a friend of my family. And he was involved in the Linfield Spotlighters. And Dave was famous for doing commercials. You'd see him in a bunch of commercials. And there was one that used to be for the Mass State Lottery. And there was a picture of some guy sleeping in bed, dreaming of winning the lottery. And that was Dave and his picture. And he, you know, he did a lot of little spot things. That's what he was into. And he told me that he thought I'd be a great character in doing this show for MAME. And so he's the one that I credit for getting me started in doing this. Some people say I should credit my second grade teacher, Mrs. Gold, who in New York, when I was living there for a couple of years, asked me to be Bad Bad Leroy Brown. And so we were singing Bad Bad Leroy Brown in the musical. And so all the kids are singing, but I was Bad Bad Leroy Brown, flashing my diamond ring and riding my Eldorado too and all that stuff. And I had a .32 gun in my pocket for fun. You know, I don't know if you can even sing that song in school anymore, but I didn't have a real one. It was actually just my finger. My thumb and my index finger was my .32 gun in my pocket for fun. But yes, that was how I got my start. So I digress a little bit. So that is why I'm excited about MAME coming to the music theater. Hope you get to see the show. Mamma Mia is going to be a fabulous show over there. They're extending it for an extra week. Lots to do over in the music theater. I happen to love it over there so much that we have been a major corporate sponsor at that music theater for, I'd like to say, 20 years. It might even be more than that. I'm not even sure, but we are the VIP club sponsors at the Broadway Club. So if you're ever in that neighborhood, swing by. You'll get to see a little information about who we are. I'm there periodically. If you find me, maybe I'll even buy you a drink. Perhaps. You got to find me, though. You got to find me. Usually I'm already had a few and I'm already under the bar. So, no, not really. All right. Couple more things. Advice. It's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. Laura, you are a fabulous mother. You have just raised five amazing, amazing children. We've got lots to look forward to. We've been married for 25 years and we're about to move into a different home to celebrate even more great successes. We'll leave lots of memories behind at our former house, and we are moving just a few miles down the road. Looking forward to that. The kids are excited. We're all excited. And I can't wait to continue to add to our family. Hopefully that will come in due time. In due time. But no, I'm not looking. No, I'm not talking about Laura and I. The factory has been shut down, I promise. But, you know, we got five kids, and Mindy's now 22. Yeah, 22. It's funny. I was out with Mindy yesterday, and she's telling me about how she's already decided who's going to be her bridesmaid and who is going to be her her maid of honor. And I said, Mindy, you need a boyfriend first. I know. It's like these girls. I don't know if you have kids that are in the high school. The girls go out, and they buy their prom dress in October. They don't even have a date yet, but they've already bought their prom dress. I don't get it. And Jerry, by the way, just another reminder, you need to ask Brianna to the prom. She's already bought the dress, and I know you're just stringing her along for a long time. Just ask her to the prom, will you, please? She's dying for you to just say, will you go to the prom? Anyways, I digress again. So we talked about 10 influential money lessons from mom. Here's influential money lesson number 6. And this is a good one. Practice gratitude. You know, I often talk to my kids about this. We spend so much time, so much more time complaining about stuff rather than finding appreciation in stuff. And if you really took a moment to just take a look at the next 3 or 4 hours of your day and say, how many times are you using a contraction in your language? Can't, won't, shouldn't, couldn't, instead of will, happy to, pleased to do it. Think about how you would feel and how others would feel if you responded the same way to them. And, you know, we are a society right now that is scared of rejection because we live with a lot of negative words in our life, and we're almost intimidated or scared to ask people to do things for us because we're fearful that they will say no, or I can't, or I won't. But that's the nature of our own language and our own attitude. You know, we've become a society that has begun to accept things that people won't do. And I'm going to pick on a food group here for a minute. But when I was a kid growing up, if mom or you went to a friend's house and you sat down and you were going to Johnny's house for dinner, and mom and dad or their mom and dad was serving something for dinner, you ate it, right? You didn't say, no, I'm sorry, I don't eat that. You'll need to make me something different. Or I'm sorry, I'm a vegetarian, or I'm gluten-free today, or I'm a vegan, or I'm this. You ate what was in front of you, and if you didn't like it or didn't want it, you pushed the food around a little bit, you picked at a few things, you eat what you could, and you said, thank you very much for dinner, that was very nice of you, Mrs. Cohen, and you found something later. Today's kids are like, well, I don't eat that, you need to provide something else to me. And that's kind of our attitude, how it's accentuated out for everything. Well, you know, Molly, you got to take out the trash. I don't do that. That's Johnny's job. Why can't we be, you know, mom, thanks for making dinner. Or get this, mom makes dinner. You know, mom, this isn't very good. You know, mom's been slaving over the stove, or the family's been working hard to prepare a dinner. And why can't we find the goodness in things? Why do we have to? It is so easy to criticize, but it's not easy to express love, express appreciation. Today is Mother's Day. Let's drop the contractions and let's focus on the appreciation. Let's really show gratitude all day long today. Number 7, in some pieces of advice that mom has always given to us, This piece of advice is, I laughed when I looked at this list. It says, stock up smartly. What that means is moms with hungry mouths to feed and small bodies to clothe are masters of spotting a deal and knowing when to buy extras. When you find a great deal on something that you use regularly or will definitely use in the future, buy extra at the bargain price rather than buying one and having to pay full price as soon as you use it up. That's a great piece of advice, right? So I joke, my mother, who we lost about 5 years ago or so, in our house growing up as a kid, in the side, one of the bathrooms, and we grew up in a ranch over on Jones Road in Peabody. We had, four bedrooms. There was two and a half baths is what we had in the house. And in one of the half baths that was down near the family room, my mother had a closet that she referred to as CVS West. Whenever shampoo or toothpaste or conditioner or any type of health and beauty product was on sale, and this was before Costco and BJ's, remember, my mother would bulk up. So we would never have to worry about running out of soap or running out of toilet paper or anything. CVS West is where we would always go because my mother took her own advice and stocked up when things were on sale. Have you ever watched some of these coupon shows, these mad coupon people? Oh, I forget what some of these things are called, but they like save these coupons and they'll go and they'll buy $600 worth of stuff in a store. And with coupons, they walk out paying $19. It's like, are you kidding me? But some people do this well. And you know what? I think we have become a society that's almost embarrassed to use coupons. Like we're too good for coupons. Certainly, I don't think our generation of those of us that are 50 plus, but our millennial kids, oh God, God forbid they pulled out a coupon. Now, if they get a free drink at Starbucks because they bought 12 Starbucks coffees and they get a free one, well, okay, they'll use that. But God forbid you have to pull out a coupon that shows that you want a discount. I mean, when I was a kid, AAA discounts and all that stuff, we would try to figure out everything we possibly could to get the best possible deal, the best possible price on stuff. Now, one of the best ways I think to do it is Groupon. If you haven't seen Groupon lately, download the new Groupon app. You can be sitting in a restaurant, and I actually did this. We were sitting in an Italian restaurant a couple weeks ago, and I thought to myself, geez, I wonder if this restaurant is on Groupon. I didn't have to print up anything. I bought, it was pay $40 for a $50 Groupon. Okay. So you could buy up to four, and there was a big group of us. So I spent $160, just put it on my credit card through Groupon. They give me a code, a little barcode that says it's now worth $200. I share it with the waitress that was there, or the server. I don't know what the proper name is there anymore. I provide it to the server. She scans it. Good for $200. No problem. Done. And I'm telling you, Groupon is a smart thing to do. Lots of other pieces of advice that we've got for you that mom wants to give us this Mother's Day. And she's been giving us these pieces of advice for the longest time. We haven't really acted on them as much as we should have. And perhaps today is the day, Mother's Day, that fabulous day that comes once a year when you can go over to mom and say, you know what? You were right. I was wrong. Do you know how much your mother just wants to hear that? You were right. I was wrong. And I know for some of you, that's a tough nut to swallow. You were right. I was wrong. Just give them something today. Mom deserves it. She works her butt off. She works more than her butt off. She's working like crazy, trying to do everything to please everybody else. And this one day of the year, this one 24-hour period, much of which you'll be sleeping in, when she's awake, make it the best day of her life. Let her know how much she is cherished by you. Let her know how much you just absolutely worship her. And then if you want, yeah, you can throw in some flowers, take her out for dinner, do lunch. But buying her stuff is a lot less impactful as using your words, as telling her how much you love her. Because I will tell you, when she's not there anymore, you're going to wish you said it. Because you can't buy her lunch. You won't buy her dinner. You won't buy her perfume. But you'll wish you had the chance for her to hear you say how you felt about her. Today is that day. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, a few more final thoughts on what mom wanted us to learn as we were growing up with her. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire. Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been for 50 years and I think it's 10 days. April 10th, 1968, my father started Friedman Financial. Well, he started doing financial planning. The name Friedman Financial actually came to be in the mid-80s, but we've been providing financial planning and investment management advice all the way back to 1968 as a family. I was only two at the time. I wasn't providing it then, but joined Dad in 1991. We then added Marion Gilman, who you've heard here many times on the radio. Marion's my business partner. She joined us in 2000. And in 2007, Dad retired. I bought the business from him, and Marion and I have been running the business ever since. We made Marion a partner. I think it was 2010, 2011. I forget when it was. But we've really enjoyed serving so many generations of families here on the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley, and we are truly, truly, truly a local financial planning firm. Many people who hear me speak all around the world, I have the great opportunity to travel and speak to financial advisors all around the world. They find it amazing that we can actually build a business where 90% of our clients live within 15 miles of our office. And I tell them, I said, look, my office overlooks the North Shore Mall. And when I look out to the North Shore Mall and I see all those cars parked in the North Shore Mall, and those people are either working there or they're there shopping, right? That's what you're parked in the mall for, right? And I look out at all of the cars, the hundreds, perhaps thousands of cars that sit out in the lot. And I say to myself, of all the cars that are out there, maybe two of those cars belong to a client of mine. Folks, there's plenty of business for a lot of financial advisors just locally. And if you do it right, you can build a great reputation, get to know a lot of folks. And this is about trust. I mean, I hate to say it, but financial advisors have not gotten the best rap over the past 10 or 15 years. You know, a lot of people are getting weeded out and screened out for a lot of different reasons. I'm very proud to say that our record of 50 years, you can go to, it's called brokercheck.com, which is a listing of any financial advisor, you will see that we don't have a single complaint against us in 50 years. And I think that's pretty remarkable. We take great, great pride in that. We're excited to be here today because it's Mother's Day. And we're here to celebrate moms. Lara's got stuff planned. We got stuff planned later on. Lara's going to see her mother. We're going to go down and visit my mother-in-law and take her for lunch this afternoon. The whole family's going to go down. Hopefully my kids have something prepared for Lara this morning. I have a feeling Lara's awake, but the kids still may be sleeping. I snuck out this morning, and I will be back to help the kids and do whatever we have to do. We've got a big day ahead of us, and I hope you have a fabulous day ahead of you. Whether it's just going for a walk, taking mom to the beach, going to a nice restaurant, heading down to Beverly, to Salem, or to Gloucester, or to Rockport, there's so many things to do just right here on the North Shore. Right in the Merrimack Valley, too. I mean, you go take a canoe ride. Go take a kayak ride. Do anything. Just get out of the house and spend some quality time with mom. Pamper her. Because she certainly put pampers on you. That's for sure. I mean, that was her job. I mean, if it wasn't, remember, you're not here without her. Just think about that. When you say to yourself, I'm not ready to die, well, you wouldn't be born without her. So just keep that in mind. And like I said earlier, try to keep the language and the conversation to mom appreciative. Don't tell her what you didn't do. Don't tell her what you can't do. Tell her what you will do for her. We were talking about 10 different things, 10 different pieces of advice that moms have given to their kids forever. And one of the last ones that we talked about was to practice gratitude. Mom has always been your cheerleader. Mom has always tried to be there for you. Be there for her. Things are going to get more difficult. As everyone gets older, things get more challenging and difficult. Just be there for her and never forget what she did for you. Okay, a couple other items on here. Money Talks News.com report that we got about pieces of advice that moms share with all of us. This story appeared in my newsletter this past Friday. We put a newsletter out every Friday at 10:30. It's called Planning Pointers. If you would like to get my newsletter, it is free. There's no subscription service that you're going to get billed for or anything like that. And you will not get follow-up phone calls from me saying, oh, hey, I see you signed up for my newsletter. Would you now like to come in and talk to me? Or I've got this product for you to take a look at. Hey, how you doing? No, we're not going to do that. You know, look, if the time is right for you to work with a financial advisor, if the time is right for you to say, you know what, I need to get my financial house in order. I need to get serious about my overall financial situation so that I can support my life in retirement. We're the firm for you. We would love to talk to you. Give us a call when that time is right. But if all for now you just want to listen to the show, you want to get my newsletter, that's fine. 7,500 people get this newsletter right now. And all you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of my website. On any page in that website, you can sign up for the newsletter, put in your name, your email address. Let us know how you heard about us. And if you've got any questions, comments, thoughts, anything you want to share, just put it in the comments section. If you want me to respond to you, I will, but I promise if you do not put anything about responding, I won't. You'll just get the newsletter. That simple. So, few other final thoughts about some pieces of advice that mom has told you that you should take as advice. One piece of advice I thought was interesting, it just says, stay cool. Stay cool. Money can make us emotional, but mom knows it's never smart to make knee-jerk decisions. Whether we are thrilled to receive a windfall or freaked out by a sudden stock market dip, moms tell us to take a deep breath and sleep on it. Being money smart means making rational choices driven by facts, not our whims or emotions. How many times did your mom told you to say, you know what, why don't you sleep on it? And I took a long time to take that piece of advice. Look, we've all made stupid decisions. We've all made snap decisions. But it is amazing how time heals a lot of stuff, how we view things a little bit differently when we have slept on it for the night. I see this happening with my kids now. My kids get all excited about something that they hear about or something that they think is going to happen, but they don't have all the details. And they get all worked up, whether it's good or bad. And we just have told the kids now, let's talk it through if you want, but we're not going to make a decision until tomorrow. And that's a great piece of advice that mom can give you. When she says, stay cool, it's more stay cool, calm, and collected. Do that. I think that's a great piece of advice that mom can give us. Here's another one. And Laura tells me this all the time and tells this to all of our kids. Never, never pay full price. You don't need to be the first person on the block with the new toy, with the new shirt, with the new bag. Oh, God, I mean, have you ever seen the musical or seen the movie Legally Blonde? So Elle Woods, who plays Elle Woods, who is the star of Legally Blonde, is getting ready to get engaged. She thinks she's going to get engaged. She goes to this dress store, a very high-end dress store. And the salesperson there does not know that she is a sophisticated shopper. And the woman starts showing her all of these dresses that are so chic and so beautiful and so all this. And the price is just outrageous. And, you know, the salesperson, of course, is telling Elle Woods, you look fabulous in this. You look tremendous in this. You look this and this. And she reminds the salesperson that the dresses she's showing her are last year's model. And the saleswoman is shocked that someone that was blonde and dipsy would even know something like that. And you have to be very careful, folks, when you're out shopping. Recognize that, you know, certain things, of course, the sticker is the sticker price. But oftentimes things get cheaper. But sometimes they raise the price, like I found at Toys R Us a few weeks ago. Toys R Us going out of business, right? So I go over to Toys R Us to figure out what might be there, because they've got these signs, these people standing on all these corners, 40% off everything in the store. So I'm thinking, you know, my kids are a little bit older, but maybe there's something in there worth taking a look at. So I walk in, and all of the stuff that would even be of any remote interest to me are 10% off regular price. The only thing that is 40% off is the candy bars in the rack that probably been sitting there for about 16 years. Maybe there's bubbles that are 40% off. But everything's 10 and 20% off. And I'm thinking to myself, how is this a going out of business sale? Because remember, when Toys R Us was thriving, or even when they were struggling, you could pick up a 20% off coupon to anything in the store anytime you wanted. And now the best you can do is 10% off the regular price? No wonder why Toys R Us is empty right now, even with their sales. Folks, you got to be mindful. You can always find stuff at a better price. And the best places, I mean, I look to go at, whether it's Nordstrom Rack or Kohl's or Marshall's or any of these places, folks, the stuff that you see in these stores was sold at some of these higher-end retailers. They were selling it there. They didn't move it. And so Kohl's ends up buying it for 70% off the retail price. And then they mark it up a little bit and sell it at their stores. Do you really have to have the current year's trending clothes? Totally up to you. But never pay full price if you don't have to. All right. And so the last piece of advice that Mom has, and this goes to anybody that is employed, any young person that's employed, as soon as you get your first job, open an IRA and fund it. Whether it's a Roth IRA, whether it's a regular IRA, start to pay yourself first. That's the best piece of advice that you can do. When you get your first job, and I've told Mindy when she gets her first job, which she has, she's going to be working at Eaton Vance. This is my oldest daughter, Mindy. I said, you will participate in the 401k plan. Or you will, you know, if they didn't have a 401k plan, she'd be setting up an IRA. She says, well, of course, Daddy, that's what I figured I would do. I said, 10% of your pay, I don't care what it is, 10% of your gross pay is going to go into the 401k. And some people will say, well, I don't want to do that if there's not a company match. Folks, it doesn't matter if there's a company match. And it doesn't even matter, though I think you should invest in some of the stock-based offerings that are there. But even if you just selected the cash option, understand that when you put money into a 401k plan on a pre-tax basis, if you're putting in $100 and you're in the 20% tax bracket, you just made $20 on your 401k contribution because you chose to put money into the 401k plan. Think about this. If you had $100 and you were in the 20% tax bracket, your take-home pay would be $80. But if you put $100 on a pre-tax basis into a 401k plan or a deductible IRA, all $100 gets to work. And you say, yeah, you'll pay taxes on it down the road, but you may be in a totally different tax bracket. We don't know what the tax situation is going to be, but all of that time, all that money that you would have paid tax on is giving the opportunity to grow and grow and grow. Take these pieces of advice from Mom. If you want a copy of last week's newsletter because you wanted to see this full list, drop me a note and I would be happy to send it to you. Sign up for our newsletter if you'd like. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of my website, any page. Put in your name, your email address, how you heard about us. And if you happen to want a copy of last week's newsletter, I'll send it to you because when you sign up today, you'll be signed up for next Friday's newsletter. So just leave me a note in the comment box and I'll certainly forward it along to you. But that's going to do it for us today. Have a wonderful, wonderful day with Mom. Get out there, celebrate, enjoy what she's given to you and express it with lots of gratitude today. Be appreciative, drop the contractions and stay positive. It's going to be a great day. I'll see you next Sunday. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.